Practice Speaking Test 5.
Good afternoon. My name's Daryl. Could you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Sheen Lee.
And what should I call you?
Call me Sheen, please.
Thank you. Do you work or are you a student?
I work. I do interpreting and translation.
Oh. Can you tell me about your job?
Well, there are different types of interpreting. There's medical interpreting and there's legal interpreting, business interpreting and conference interpreting, etc. They're all very different and you get to meet different types of people. It's very rewarding because you're helping people who doesn't have much English and you get paid for your job as well. So you get to learn a lot about current issues and at the same time you get a lot of headaches too because you get to hear a lot of problems from your clients. So it's a very interesting job and I'm enjoying it still after 17 years.
And when is the busiest time in your job?
I can't say that at my busiest, you know, at a certain time of the year. It's very hard to predict. So I really can't say around, well, summer's the busiest time of the year or the winter's the busiest. Or I really can't say that certain time of year is the busiest.
If you could change your job, what would you prefer to do?
Sometimes, although I'm working and I'm helping people and without an interpreter, I guess nothing much can happen because there won't be any communication, proper communication between, you know, two parties. But then again, interpreters are not supposed to give opinion. So you are left with a feeling like you're not contributing at all towards the result of the session. So if I change my job, I think I'll pick something which is completely different from interpreting and where I can actually contribute towards the result of, you know, the discussion. So that's what I might do in the future. You never know.
What kind of music do you enjoy listening to?
Well, actually, I like all sorts of music. My husband says that I've got, you know, Catholic, you know, taste in music. I like classical music, of course, because I played piano when I was a little girl. Actually, not just as a little girl, I still play. So I like classical music and I like jazz, blues, you know, even heavy metal. Whatever is good, I can appreciate it.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, I play piano and I play a little bit of violin as well.
And what musical instruments do most people play in your home country?
In Korea, I think most girls from a proper family would play at least one musical instrument, and which is normally piano. So a lot of girls would, you know, start playing piano from the age of, say, 5 or 7. And I started playing piano when I was 6, I think.
If you can play a musical instrument, does this help you to enjoy music more?
Yes and no. In some ways, it makes you, I guess, take more interest in music. And when you listen to the music, you know how to appreciate it properly. But then again, if you get to hear certain pieces of music on the radio, which you played before, straight away, you find yourself sort of analyzing the performer. So you really can't relax. So it sort of, it's not maybe enjoyable as much. It's suddenly, it becomes a chore. Your mind is at work, analyzing and, you know, assessing the performance. So I guess yes and no.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on a topic. You have 1 minute to plan your answer. Here is a pencil and paper to make notes. Here is your topic. I'd like you to describe your favourite teacher.
The candidate now has 1 minute to make notes and prepare an answer.
Thank you. Can you start speaking now, please? You have 1 to 2 minutes. I will tell you when the time is up.
My favourite teacher, his name is Kwan Soon Park. He was my English teacher when I was in high school in Korea. You know, in Korea, all the English teachers are basically Korean. He was my teacher for 2 years, year 11 and year 12. You know, the girls of that age, they normally like teachers, you know, good looking with the looks and with good sense of humor and all. But this teacher, specific teacher, was not physically attractive at all. He was rather not terribly good looking. I'm sorry to be saying this, but I really adored this teacher because, I guess to start with, I loved studying languages. And he was teaching English, and I really loved learning English from him. And he was very passionate about his job, teaching. And he was actually enjoying it, and I could tell that he was enjoying it. He had good teaching skills. He encouraged and nearly coerced, you know, contribution from the students. And you can actually be quite sure, sitting in his class, that when you give answers, how silly that might sound, you'd never be laughed at or anything. So you were feeling quite free to have a conversation or discussion with the teacher or other students in the class. And what was also quite special about him was that he had good sense of humor. Much so that you only remember his jokes when actually you have the test paper in front of you. And you look at all the questions and you couldn't remember the answers, but his jokes only.
Thank you. And did other students also like this teacher?
Oh, yes. Yep. Most of the students just loved this teacher. He was very popular.
So we've been talking about teaching. I'd like to ask you a few questions about teaching and education. What are the qualities of a good teacher?
I should say a good teacher is the one who always is well prepared for the class. And I guess if the person has a good sense of humor, that will help because, you know, boring session, nobody would, you know, sit in a class, you know, hours after hours.
And what differences in teaching styles have you experienced with different teachers?
Some teachers can be very knowledgeable. I could tell the person had a lot of knowledge and experience and everything, but the person just didn't have the skills to convey all that to the students. So the rendering was really boring and everybody was just falling asleep. Whereas some teachers, they knew how to pass that down to the students somehow, and the session was completely enjoyable.
Should teachers use discipline in the classroom?
Coming from where I am, I think yes, teachers should discipline students. In Korea, students would respect the teachers. My mom's generation was more so, and my mom had to say one day, she thought teachers don't eat, don't go to the toilet, they're demigods. And wouldn't even step in the shadow of the teacher because you respect the teacher so much. But I don't think that same kind of respect is here. And students sometimes misbehave during class hours, and I just find it hard to understand. There's not enough respect for the teacher and also for the learning itself.
Mm-hmm. And can students learn from computers?
I guess yes and no. I see my children, they're sitting in front of the computer, sometimes writing their essays and getting information through the net. In that case, I guess computers can be educational and helpful. But sometimes I see my son sitting in front of a computer hours after hours doing, you know, video game. I don't think in that case computers educational or helping.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the education system in your country?
In some ways it's quite similar to the Australian education system. The only difference I can tell straight away is kindergarten is not part of the primary school education in Korea, whereas here you start from kindergarten. And 3 years, we call it junior high, and then 3 years high school, and then normally four years university education, tertiary education. So I don't think there's that big difference between two systems.
When should children start formal schooling?
Formal schooling, I guess it starts in Australia from the age of five, whereas in Korea from six. I don't know. Sometimes when I see little kindergarten students, you know, looking a little bit tired, it makes me wonder whether they're a bit too young to start formal schooling at that age. But I really have no idea.
Has education changed since your parents' day? You know, in the last 25 years?
I think it's changed a lot. Although, I guess I can't say that I understand what education was like when my mum and dad, they were in school. But definitely, well, I'm talking about Korean situation. In Korea, you have to study many, many more subjects than your father or your mother would have, you know, in the past. And you use like different equipment, like computers and things, you know, all these audio-visual sort of teaching material. I guess in that way, education has changed a lot.
Okay, thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.